1 Samuel, chapter 14. Now it came to pass upon a day that Jonathan the son of Shaul said to the young man that bore his armor, "Come, let us go over to the Philistines' garrison that is on the other side." But he did not tell his father. And Shaul stayed in the uttermost part of Gibeah under a pomegranate tree which is in Migron, and the people that were with him were about 600 men. And Ahiah, the son of Ahitub, Ichabod's brother, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eli, Yahweh's priest in Shiloh, wearing an ephod. And the people did not know that Jonathan was gone. And between the passages by which Jonathan sought to go over to the Philistines' garrison was sharp rock on one side and sharp rock on the other. And the name of the one sharp rock was Bozez, and the name of the other Sine. The forefront of the one situated northward over against Michmash, and the other southward over against Gibeah. And Jonathan said to the young man that bore his armor, "Come, let's go over to the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be that Yahweh will work for us, for there's no restraint to Yahweh to save by many or by few." And his armor-bearer said to him, "You do all that is in your heart. Turn you. Look, I am with you according to your heart." Jonathan said, "Look, we will pass over to these men, and we will cause ourselves to be discovered by them. And if they say this to us, 'Stay until we come to you,' then we will stand still in our place and will not go to them. But if they say in this manner, 'Come up to us,' then we will go up. For Yahweh has delivered them into our hand, and this shall be a sign to us." And both of them caused themselves to be discovered to the garrison of the Philistines. And the Philistines said, "Look, the Hebrews come forth out of the holes where they've hid themselves." And the men of the garrison answered Jonathan and his armor-bearer and said, "Come up to us, we'll show you a thing." And Jonathan said to his armor-bearer, "Come up after me, for Yahweh's delivered them into the hand of Israel." And Jonathan climbed up on his hands and upon his feet, and his armor-bearer came after him, and they fell before Jonathan. And his armor-bearer slew after him. And that first slaughter, which Jonathan and his armor-bearer made, was about 20 men, within, as it were, about a half acre of land, which a yoke of oxen might plow. And there was trembling in the host, and in the field, and among all the people, and the garrison, and the spoilers, they also trembled, and the earth quaked, so it was a great trembling. And the watchmen of Shaul and Gibeah of Benjamin looked, and behold, the multitude melted away, and they went on beating down one another. Then said Shaul to the people that were with him, "Number now, see who is gone from us." And when they had numbered, behold, Jonathan and his armor-bearer were not there. Shaul said to Ahiah, "Bring here the ark of Yahweh, for the ark of Elohim was at that time with the children of Israel." And it came to pass, while Shaul talked to the priest, that the noise that was in the host of the Philistines went on and increased. And Shaul said to the priest, "Withdraw your hand." And Shaul and all the people that were with him assembled themselves, and they came to the battle. And behold, every man's sword was against his fellow, and there was very great discomfiture. Moreover, the Hebrews that were with the Philistines before that time, which went up with them into the camp from the country round about, even they also turned to be with the Israelites that were with Shaul and Jonathan. And likewise, all the men of Israel, which had hid themselves in Mount Ephraim, when they had heard that the Philistines fled, even they also followed hard after them in the battle. And so Yahweh saved Israel that day. And the battle passed over to Beth-Aven, and the men of Israel were distressed that day. For Shaul had adjured the people, saying, "Cursed is the man that eats food until evening, so that I might be avenged on my enemies." And so none of the people tasted food. And all of the land came to a wood, and there was honey on the ground. And when the people were come into the wood, honey dropped, but no man put his hand to his mouth, for the people feared the oath. But Jonathan did not hear when his father charged the people with the oath. And for this reason he put forth the end of the rod that was in his hand, and dipped it in a honeycomb, and put his hand to his mouth, and his eyes were enlightened. And then answered one of the people and said, "Your father straitly charged the people with an oath, saying, 'Cursed is the man that eats food this day.'" The people were faint. Then said Jonathan, "My father's troubled the land. See, I ask you how my eyes have been enlightened, because I tasted a little bit of his honey. How much more if the people had eaten freely today of the spoil of their enemies which they found? For had there not been now a much greater slaughter among the Philistines?" And they smote the Philistines that day from Michmash to Aijalon, and the people were very faint. And the people flew upon the spoil, and took sheep and oxen and calves, and slew on the ground. And the people did eat with the blood. And then they told Shaul, saying, "Look, the people sin against Yahweh in that they eat with the blood." And he said, "You've transgressed. Roll a great stone to me this day." And Shaul said, "Disperse yourselves among the people and say to them, 'Bring me here every man his ox and every man his sheep, and kill them here and eat, and do not sin against Yahweh in eating with the blood.'" And all the people brought every man his ox with him that night and killed him there. And Shaul built an altar to Yahweh. The same was the first altar that he built to Yahweh. And Shaul said, "Let us go down after the Philistines by night and spoil them until the morning light, and let us not leave a man of them." And they said, "Do whatsoever seems good to you." And then the priest said, "Let us draw near here to Yahweh." And Shaul asked counsel of Yahweh, "Shall I go down after the Philistines? Will you deliver them into the hand of Israel?" But he answered him not that day. Shaul said, "Draw you near here, all the chief of the people, and know and see wherein this sin has been this day. For as Yahweh lives, which saves Israel, though it be in Jonathan my son, he shall surely die." But there was not a man among all the people that answered him. And then he said to all Israel, "Be you on one side, and I and Jonathan my son will be on the other side." And the people said to Shaul, "Do what seems good to you." Therefore Shaul said to Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, "Give a perfect lot." And Shaul and Jonathan were taken, but the people escaped. And Shaul said, "Cast lots between me and Jonathan my son," and Jonathan was taken. Then Shaul said to Jonathan, "Tell me what you've done." And Jonathan told him and said, "I did but taste a little bit of honey with the end of the rod that was in my hand, and I must die." And Shaul answered, "Yahweh do so, and more also, for you shall surely die, Jonathan." And the people said to Shaul, "Shall Jonathan die, who has wrought this great salvation in Israel? Far be from it. As Yahweh lives, there shall not one hair of his head fall to the ground, for he has wrought with Yahweh this day." And so the people rescued Jonathan, so that he did not die. Then Shaul went up from following the Philistines, and the Philistines went to their own place. And so Shaul took the kingdom over Israel, and fought against all his enemies on every side, against Moab, against the children of Ammon, against Edom, and against the kings of Zobah, and against the Philistines. And wherever he turned himself, he vexed. And he gathered a host, and smote the Amalekites, and delivered Israel out of the hands of them that spoiled them. And now the sons of Shaul were Jonathan, and Ishui, and Melchishua, and the names of his two daughters, the name of the firstborn, Mirab, and the name of the younger, Michal. And the name of Shaul's wife was Ahinoam, and the daughter of Ahimaaz. And the name of the captain of his host, Abner, the son of Ner, Shaul's uncle. And Kish, the father of Shaul, and Ner, the father of Abner, the son of Abiel. And there was sore war against the Philistines all the days of Shaul. And when Shaul saw any strong man or any valiant man, he took him to him. End of chapter 14.